thousands of protesters confront police in a troubled part of Mexico. Sin and evangelical leadership hampers evangelism, and Nepal sets its sights on peace as Christians look to grow. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands of protesters continue to pour into Oaxaca, Mexico, demanding the governor's resignation. The anti-government demonstration, now in its fifth month, has grown increasingly violent as the confrontation has expanded to include federal police. Audio Scripture Ministries' Chad Vandenbosch says lawlessness has increased, and that's a concern.
The town has been almost under siege. Our studio is located outside of the city, about 40 minutes away. So the work in our studio is not being affected, but we're having problems getting people into the studio to do the recordings because of the blockades and armed gunmen and that kind of thing.
Vandenbosch says Oaxaca's situation has actually helped the ASM team with their distribution.
Because of that protest, they're all in one place where we can reach them. It's an avenue for us to get the resources into places where these resources have never been before, to get the scriptures in places where they've never been before, because a lot of these communities are closed to Christian witness.
Next, the hearts of many Christians are breaking today as the sexual sin of Pastor Ted Haggart was revealed over the weekend. However, the executive director of Life Action Ministries, Byron Paulus, says sexual sin is more widespread than Christians want to admit.
Some 70-some percent have viewed pornography. We cannot expose ourselves to that level of sin and not allow it to ultimately affect our behavior.
Unfortunately, Paulus says this will have an impact on outreach because the
lost world is watching our lives. They're looking to see if we're authentic, if we're real. Every time, frankly, that our walk does not match our talk, that becomes a deterrent, it becomes a wall and a barrier.
Life Action is focused on revival. Paulus is hoping Christians learn from the Haggart case.
Let's use it as an opportunity for us to search our own hearts. With the integrity of our heart, in honesty and transparency, God is going to begin to do something powerful.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Nepal's church is experiencing exponential growth despite a continued insurgency. ION Network Nepal believes the work of church planting is in the hands of the local people. As part of their successful growth model, aside from evangelist training, ION Network's Rody Rodehaver says the Lydia Vocational Center trains Christian ladies in vocational skills as well as the Bible.
We also teach them skills like first aid, midwifery, sanitation types of things, so they can help improve their village, and in doing that, help establish the church and help become a servant to those very isolated communities.
Teaching the indigenous Christians to own their faith, says Rodehaver, means an eventual church plant comes from nurtured relationships.
Each one of these women then makes a commitment to share the gospel with so many women during the course of the year, and it's amazing what God has been doing in terms of winning people to Christ.
Next, more than 242,000 Filipinos will soon have Bibles of their own thanks to a campaign by the Bible League volunteers. The two-year project raised just under $1 million in an effort to provide Bibles for Christians in the Philippines. Not only did the project seek to raise funds, but a network of more than 700 volunteers helped educate their churches about the Bible League's ministries around the world. The Bible League volunteers' next project will benefit those in Mexico. And finally, Ramabai Mukti Mission is excited about expanding their programs into Gujarat, India. They've recently started a second daycare center that will enable them to love and care for more children. The husband and wife team overseeing the center seek to shower the love of Christ on the kids and raise them to be godly men and women. Pray that the children will see the love of Jesus reflected in the lives of those dedicated servants and learn to follow Him. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.